I graduated from high school in 1961. So then when I was born in 1943, segregation was basically the rule of the nation. And segregation manifested itself in different ways in different parts of the country. I did not grow up in the deep South, but grew up in the middle states, Maryland, Delaware, and then part-time in Pennsylvania and part of our time in New Jersey. What was very obvious, as an example, when we were living in Atlantic City, New Jersey in the early 50s, one of the things that I noticed was the fire department. And our elementary school was all black, but there were a handful of white teachers in our school, no white students in our school. Directly across the street from our school was a Atlantic City firehouse on Indiana Avenue. Further out Indiana Avenue, there was another firehouse. And all the black firemen in Atlantic City, New Jersey in the early 50s were stationed at this one black firehouse out on the north side of Atlantic City. So that was an obvious symbol. The police department was integrated, but in the police department, it wasn't as apparent to you, that is the segregation, because the police officers who were black seemed to patrol the whole city. The thing that struck me was in 1954, when the US Supreme Court issued its school desegregation order in Brown versus the Board of Education, we were moving from Atlantic City to Wilmington, Delaware. The Supreme Court order came down in 1954, and by 1955, in the spring of the year, we were living in Wilmington, Delaware. So we got to Wilmington at a strange time. The Methodist preachers in the old Delaware Conference moved in April, before the school term was out. So we moved to Wilmington, Delaware. Wilmington then had started desegregation following the orders from the Supreme Court. So my parents took me to the Lohr Elementary School in Wilmington, where I began school. My sister, who was a year ahead of me in school, that year had to go to Bancroft School, which was the black school, middle school, because they hadn't started integration in the middle school yet. They were taking it step by step in Wilmington, Delaware. So that's where segregation became obvious. There were other signs and symbols of segregation that I experienced as a child, but not the kind of experience that people would tell you about who grew up in the deep, deep South.